We should do that. Okay. So last time we met, we started. I stopped in the middle. I said we need to go through this in one sitting. There's an on Daf Chaf base in the Hebrew one. We're still busy with Hachana. We're in the chapter of Hachana. Aval, there's a very important Yesodia, and it's a mistake we have inside of us, and it's something we have to. The Hachana la Hachana. There's a void here to get this picture clear. So I wanted to do it through. We'll see the Rambam. We'll see how it works. Well, the Yesod is this, is that Tefillah and the Kavanah in Tefillah is not about you revving up your concentration. There's that as well for sure, but that's not the Ikka when we mean Kavanah. Kavanah we mean is that there's a relationship taking place here. There's a Hidabrut. There's a conversation. There's a Sikha between two entities here, two conscious entities. And therefore, it's not just Tolu B'Tzadichad. First of all, we said the Ikachon is to get Karov LaHashem. That's the Kavanah. The Kavanah is not to focus your mind, but it needs that. We're not ignoring that. But that's not the goal. The goal is to be in a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. To do that, you need to get close to Hashem. The Shah Achas, Lifnei Tefillah, whatever that is. Tzarich Kirvas Elokim. That's what we're looking for. Now, he said, he added another piece. The other piece is that it needs both people wanting to have the conversation. It's all very well, I'm talking to you, but you're not interested in the conversation, so you're not listening to me as there's no conversation. At the Mabel ala Kir, as they say sometimes. You know, you're talking to a wall. That's also not good. So we have to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants the conversation, that he's listening to us and he's interested in us. That's the Yesod. And he said it's a big tmir. Nobody has a problem. When you're talking to your friend, you're talking to your friend. You're concentrating, you're focused on him, you know, you're talking to him, and you feel connected. When it comes to tefillah, sometimes we don't feel that. We're menutak. And he said, so that's one of the big pleam. I spoke to Eli, he said he was gonna be here. Tov. Okay, let's go from here. You'll have to catch up. This is the general foundation of what's called Kavona B'Tfilah. If you think about it, then it's astounding. We come, Boch Hashem, we come, we have Imuna, we're standing in front of a Kodesh Boch, we're talking to him. We're pleading to him and we're asking from him. And you're talking to Hashem and he's listening to you and he's paying attention like you do when you speak to your friend. If you would ask artificial intelligence, he'll tell you what's the problem. Of course, what's the problem? That's how it works. But we see it's not like that. It's very hard to stay focused even for a very small time. When I'm talking to you on a conversation for you for an hour without leaving the room. With tefillah, you leave the room almost immediately. What's going on here? When you're busy talking to somebody, you can't see him even. You're on Zoom and his camera is not working, but you know that he's listening to you. You can talk for a long time. You're talking to Hashem and boom, you switch off. You don't have to think about it long and hard. You think about it. You have to think about it. If you don't think about it, you carry on your life. Perfect. Everything's fine. But if you stop and think about this just for 1 minute, you realize it's a clear. Okay, so that's the problem we have. We understand that we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we work through that, we have a chana, we feel close to Hashem, we know that he's listening, and yet we can't focus on him for more than 30 seconds if we're lucky. Just getting through the first brocha without flying out the room is already an endeavor. So what's going on here? Okay. Vavnam pesha dovuhu. Let's have a look what the Rambam says. ביארתי לך שזה השכל אשר שופר עלינו מהשם ישראל. This seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us. Hu ha-dovuk asher b'neinu v'b'noi. It's the cleaving between us to him. V'rashus nesula lecha. Im tirtze, lechazek ha-dibuk hazeh ta'aseh. If you want to mechazek this connection, do it. Im titzeh lachlishoy ma'at, asher tafsiku ta'aseh. And if you want to slowly, slowly weaken it until it ends, chas v'chalila, do that. V'lo yischazek ze hadibuk rak behishtamshech bo ba'avas Hashem. This kesha only gets strengthened via avas Hashem shitiye kavanoscha aleh kmo shebe'ano. That your thoughts should be upon him like I've explained. V'chalosh so is tiye. And how do you weaken the connection? By thinking about other things that's got nothing to do with him. Whenever you're thinking about things that's not kashur to etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're weakening the connection. And when you're strengthening your Avos Hashem and you're focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection gets strengthened. V'da sh'ata v'loi hayti achochem shebnei Adam. והמתוסס החוכמה אלוקיס, כשתפתן המחשבו ישראל למייכל צריך או לעסק, או לעסק צריך, כבר פסחת הדוב וקהו אשר בעיניך ובעין השם יסברך. לו הייתי החוכם, the biggest חוכם in the world, if he would turn his thoughts to, he's thinking about food now, or some business thing or whatever, you're already attached yourself. You're not with him anymore, so he's not with you anymore. Because this connection that you have with him, this relationship you had with him, cuts now and ends. That we have to work with this. That's not so posh. It means every time I sit down to eat, there's it. I've lost Hashem, so I shouldn't eat. I go to make ishtadus for panosa, which the Torah mechayves me to do. Therefore, I'm not with Hashem anymore. I need pasakta. Only when I'm sitting and learning and davening and I'm talking about, that's what I must do. Sit in a corner and say tehillim the whole day. Well, you see, that's not the Lord derech. So we have to understand what's going on here. That's the Rambam. The Rambam's telling us a very important yesod. What comes out of here, we have to understand. Well, what comes out of here clear is that we determine how this connection and how this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks by what we're thinking about, where our machshavas are. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. It doesn't say that Hashem doesn't want to be with you. You're doing everything fine, but Hashem says, no, I'm not interested in you. He says, you menatek, you machlish, you machazek, by what you focus your attention on. Okay, so that we have to see. Benimtze, she'etzem ha-machshava ala Kodesh Baruch Hu ha-kiru v'ha-dveikas v'ha-imtsois imoi is barach b'poil. What comes out of this Rambam is that the thinking, the thought, the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the closeness and the cleaving and the being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'poil, l'maisa, actually real. V'im kain poshutu, she'tolu zo b'shnei hatzadim, v'enu tolu bonu levad. I'm not sure where he sees it. In the Rambam, you don't see that. In the Rambam, you see it's called tolu bonu. He says, you know, that it's from both sides. It's not just us. I don't see that in the Rambam. Shegam im nietzel liyois im HaKadosh Baruch Hu loser chimoy, im lo yeh rutsoi noi bekach, if you want to be with Hashem, and you're thinking about it, but he doesn't want, v'yiz barach yeh lech lo mamokam ha-pagisha, lo noich lecha ben machshev aseinu b'shum oifin sheboi lo. Hashem doesn't want, so he doesn't come to the meeting, as you can't focus your thoughts at all. Shetzma kavon hili yais imoy, because kavon is to be with Hashem. So you want, but he doesn't. It's not clear. I don't see the Rambam saying that. But anyway, have to tarichin here what he means. The Rambam says it's up to us. When we're thinking about Hashem and we focused on Hashem, then Hashem's with us. And we're not. We breach the relationship or strengthen it. Yeah, he's saying no. You can do everything you're supposed to be doing. Aval Hashem lo. So it's Tzrichiyun, I'm saying, you have to understand where he's getting this from. The first part, I understand. That's what the Rambam's saying. But the second part, that's not what the Rambam's saying.
Do we have conditions that the Kadosh Baruch Hu want to hear us? Perhaps in some condition, we have no possibility to talk because, I don't know, if someone, Chas v'Shalom, he make a lot of averot. Perhaps it's more difficult to have a contact. And we say that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he go away. So I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. That's what we've always thought. But yeah, the Rambam's not saying that. The Rambam's saying there's this kesha. You strengthen it and weaken it by what you put your attention to. Means when you strengthen it, then the kesha is strong. When you weaken it, the kesha is weak. But yeah, he seems to be saying no. You can strengthen it, but Kodesh Baruch Hu can decide to go away. I mean, but why? The Rambam says, it's up to me. It's a tolu bi. The Mechaber is saying it seems to be tolu on both sides. You have to also, but Hashem also has to ask. We have to see. Anilo, I agree with you. It can be hard. It can be easy.
It's all about that. Times we have et ratzon, Rosh Hashanah to
again. There's imotzu b'korov. There's times where it's easier. There's times where it's harder. The times where the kesh is easier. Times where it's harder. Nachinami, I know, and I'm not saying not. I'm a skim. The practical application. Yeah, we have to look at all the different concepts. There's places where it's easier.
Yeah.
Why does everyone go to the Kaisel? Because that's Shari Shemaim. You go to Chevron. Why? What's B'mayra Samachpela? Because that's where the tefillahs go up. Yeah, a bit in Achinami, but the etzim keshu between me and Hashem in terms of kavana of in tefillah. The Rambam seems to be saying ze tolubi, and he seems to be saying ze tolu b'shteit tzadim. I just want to know how you reconcile that. That's all. Nachon. But avada, the avairus, the nitukim, the avada, the tshuva, all avada, the place, the time, a kol. Yeah, you just come out of a Pesach. You didn't see your tefillahs are more. It's easier to concentrate. There's a more tamagish mashu. The halal you say on Leila Seder is not the same as the halal you said this morning. Who's a tolubi? So that we have to see. That I'm not clear where he's going with this. So yeah, he brings the famous Bach. There's a Bach here in Tu Oruch Chaim. He says a moedikah thing, the Bach here in Siman Tzadik Ches. Amit Palel Tzarek Sheichaben Liboy Shenemo Heichin Libon. Takshivos necho, the person who wants to daven says the Bach. He's passing this as a locha. He has to yechaven liboy, has to aim his mind, as it says in the pasuk. Tachin libom, takshivos necho. Prepare your mind and listen to your ears. Because of a Bach, this is what the Bach says. Venira, the ada ama simen ledovahu. The fida kram mashma de ein beyad adam lechaven liboy leshamayim. From the pasuk, it seems to mashma that a person can't mechaven his liboy l'shamayim. Can't do that. She omo tachin libon. The mashma im tachin libon as takshiv boznecho. Kripirish Rashi. Alma de beyada kolosh bochu lachin levovim sheyichavnu betfila. Comes out that it's in Hashem's hands to prepare the mind for kavona in tefila. Vilema kolosh bochu oizroloi. If Hashem won't help him, he's not going to be able to aim his mind. It's a simon. It's a simon. A person should arouse himself, he should pick himself up, and he should agree his mind, he should focus his mind to have kavana. He asks Vada Kodesh Baruch Hu Israel, for then Hashem will help him. Hashem sees him trying to have kavana and trying to be dovuk to Hashem, then Hashem will help him. Kiabola time is saying loy min Hashemayim. Someone who comes to matar himself, he gets help from Shemayim. Ad kan l'shoyin of the Bach. Moedika Bach, there's a lot of work in this Bach. Ein sham shemavada emes, ein adova b'koyecha odom klal lechavim b'tfilosu. This is the famous Bach that they all use to tell you it's impossible for you to have kavana in tefillah. That's what the Bach's telling you. You cannot have kavana in tefillah. Okay, so I might as well go home there. I finished my masipul. V'kol koyach ha-kavana hirak begeda ha-boli time isayin b'yodon. So how do you have kavana in tefillah? Because we have a klal ha-bo l'tayer misayin b'yodon. Hashem sees you want and you're trying, as then you get help. In the beginning, you have to do the work. In the end, you get it as a gift. You yourself can't do it. Many places we see this. If Hashem lo yochol, if Hashem doesn't help you, you can't. So what you should do, not do anything? No, you do everything you can, and then Hashem will do what he needs to do. But you can't say, well, the Bach says I can't, so I'm not going to. No, you have to want to, and you have to do it, and then Hashem helps you. Okay. The problem is, why is it like that? V'kasha lama hu kach? Lama ze kacha? Why is it like that? Uma shnai? Why is it like that? I can talk, nothing mafrias my conversation. It's built on a completely different marechet. You can't and you have to want to, and then Messiah, you. When I'm talking to you, we don't have all of that. I want to, but you don't want to. So Messiah, I saw, and there. No, Benon Chaveiro is Ovid. So why in tefillah, why in our conversations, the Kosh Baruch Hu is the marechet built this way? Ele yesoidem shel dvarim hu mishum shakavone hi dveikus b'metzius. Kavone is not a side thing that you're concentrating. Kavone is dveikus b'metzius. It's kavone means you and a Kosh Baruch Hu are connected. V'adveikus tzirich shebo b'haskoma Kosh Baruch Hu. The dveikus has to have the approval of both sides of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'enu tolu b'ha'adam greida. It's not just tolu on you. U'mameile b'lo rotzen Hashem yisbarach lo yasig ha'kavon. If Hashem doesn't want, you won't be able to have the kavona. It doesn't mean you won't be able to concentrate, because we concentrate all the time on many things. At work and in friendships, and even when you're sitting and learning, you don't have a problem. But when it comes to talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a problem. Why? Because you need both parties to be at the party. And Hashem can say, no. Nimtza, haroitzi lechavan b'tfilos, ha'enu day b'mashi yichavan machshov to'i lemilois ha'tfila. It's not enough when it comes to tefillah that you just have kavona on the words themselves. You have to have that as well. That's the basis that we're not even talking of. For sure you have to. The Nefesh HaChaim says that the main work in tefillah is to focus on the words, is to have the words in mind, for sure. I mean, we're not talking about just being cleaving to Hashem and then you forget about the tefillah. They're for sure not what we're talking about. You want the other party to also be participating in the conversation. The avoider for the person is to create the rotzen in Hashem, that Hashem wants to be with you right now. The amnam. Huftochnu mi'akosuv, the Moshe Mefarash HaBach. We have a promise from the Pasuk, like the Bach in the Tour there says, Shim yis'ir ha'adam v'yifne libo v'yaskim b'dayte l'chaven. If a person will make the effort, he'll do whatever he can to make his side of the bargain work. Ki az vada shekorosh bochoy, then a kerosh bochoy will for sure help him. Means you can't say, and lo yochol. You want to, and you make whatever effort is necessary. That's how we rely. We have betochen that that's how the system works. You don't want to. You're not making the effort. Hashem says, anigam lo po. Same as in betochen. If a person doesn't have betochen in Hashem, he has betochen in something else. So Hashem says, Beseder, you don't need me. I'm not going to interfere. I'm a busy man. I've got lots to do. You're managing with a bank manager. So stay my bank manager. Hashem takes away the hashgacha. He leaves you to be with what you trust in. You trust your chochma. You're a big chochma, and you've got all these grants and gewaldic ideas. Hashem says, Beseder, I see you don't need me. I'll go help somebody who needs me. The same year. Hashem says, you're not interested in the relationship. Hashem says, Beseder, I'm not gonna force it on you. That's what the Rambam's telling us. But if you want it, Hashem says, you want it, you can't do it on your own. I'll help you. Because you need me. In the Tochen as well, Hashem says, well, guy's struggling, he's battling. He knows he can't do it on his own. Hashem says, sure, that guy has to help. So he helps him. So that's the betochen we have. Abo lete, b'sayin lo min ha-shamayim. But you have to want it. So now you see kama chashuv, how critically important the preparation for this is. What does the hachana do? It causes the Kodesh Baruch Hu to come closer to us. Hayne ledei shemakdim umerotzei betashbochois vekalusin But because before we start davening, we start praising Hashem, we start getting connected, we start thinking about Hashem. That's because we don't just jump into tefillah. We wait, we prepare ourselves before tefillah, we come a bit earlier, we prepare our minds. It's much easier to daven and you don't lose concentration. You know why? Because Hashem sees that you're interested, you want the kasher, so He helps you. If Hashem's helping you, what can't you do? You can talk closely to Hashem without anything mafrim, because He's there. And when Hashem wants the connection, then it's there. You've got it. So you have to want it. You have to make it work, because you strengthen it and weaken it, but not on your own. Hashem has to come and help. You look at the Rishonim when they explain, what does this mean, kavana? There's two things. Empty your mind of all your thoughts. Forget about everything. You're going to a very critically important meeting now, so you forget about all the little things around you and see yourself like you're standing in front of the Shechina. Kavod in tefillah is tolu on these two pillars. First of all, that you try and clear your mind. You stop thinking about all the things that you think about, and you see yourself standing in front of the Shechina. Because of Aramchal, Derech Hashem, being in Psukei Dezimra. What's Psukei Dezimra? Mizok Tehillim. Psukei Dezimra, we're saying Tehillim. You know, so some people haven't got time to say Tehillim during the day, so you say Tehillim in Psukei Dezimra. Why do the ancient Israelites do this? Put Psukei Dezimra there. Mazia. Sipusha Psukei Dezimra. So the Ramchal explains like this. Hakavona ben bichlal, lagalot o ponavis barach, al yedei hatihiloi sh'anu mitalalim boi, umesaprim b'shvocho sh'zea inyan tolu aboiris barach shmoi, v'maisa zeh dahaynu b'holu lefonov, v'u inyan haboichi b'shiru zimra ad kan l'shoina. Mori dike Ramchal this. What's Psukei Dezimra? Hakavona behem, the intention, what's behind Psukei Dezimra, is to reveal all ponav Yisbarach. You know, like the sun shines the light on the moon and the moon reflects it back. So that's what we want. We want Haris Poni. We want Hashem to shine His light on us so we can reflect it. So how does that happen? Through the praises that we say when we're saying Tehillim, and we relate the praises of Hashem. When we're praising Hashem in front of Him, and we choose Haboiche B'Shirei Zimra. That's what Psukei Dezimra is. It's the getting closer to Hashem. It's the kirv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Or Ponov. You're being Megale, the Or Ponov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're drawing Him close to you through the praises you say for Him. The state the Ramchal in Derech Hashem. Ulechein HaChofetz Lechaven Kiroi B'Tfilosa V'Omol B'Zeh V'Yishtadol B'Eitzes L'Hasigo. The person wants to have, daven properly, wants to have proper kavana in tefillah. Yeah, who doesn't want that? And he's working on all sorts of different eitzes, and he's looking and he's trying and whatever. Koidem kol reishis kol yakdim lovoi lemokem tfilosoi leshehois ulaayim b'masha oimed lasois. First of all, you have to come and you have to stop and you have to think about what you're about to do. V'yishtan lisfnois liboi mikol inyan ha'olam kashe yochol. Try and get rid of all the machshavas of this world, the thoughts, as much as you can. Doesn't happen overnight, this. V'as tavolo Then that slocha comes when he's mitzido, he's done what he has to do. Hashem sees him trying and making the effort and doing what he's supposed to be doing as Hashem gets close to him. Then he has Yatid Ishmaya, the Messiah, to be able to have kavana and to daven properly. The kavana, the achana that a person has to do that's brought down in Shmone Esrei is going on Shmone Esrei. Sorry, the achana that one has to do that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is talking about the achana for Tfilah Shmone Esrei. U'makayim meoisa al yedei Psukei Dezimra u'berkas Kriya Shema. V'chein b'mincha al yedei Ashrei. U'ba'avis al yedei Schirus Geulus Mitzrayim. What is the hachana that we do? So for Shachris, it's Psukei Dezimra and Birkas Kriya Shema. Mincha, it's Ashrei. And in Ma'ariv, it's Schiras Geulas Mitzrayim. Veika Zihiru Shelo Lavo Ala Choyva Hanidroshes Al Pi Alocha. But Tzarech Leima B'Mincha Ashrei Kedim. Obviously, you understand now that if Ashrei is what the Hachone is to be Kevus Hashem, then Ashrei has to be said properly. You can't say Ashrei while you're talking to your friend, while you're going, you know, washing hands, you're saying Ashrei, ba ba ba. Ashrei is not just a segula, it's a hachona for the tefillah, it's to draw a Kodesh Baruch Hu close to you. Shaliyama takeif le tefillah, below hachona asudura, lanu leikuva, api alocha, it's not working. It's a shulchan aruch. Because it's an ikradin, that's me ikradin, for sure. That's Ashrei, that's what you have to do, me ikradin, you yoitzi beseda. Aval vada shekola brochus vaseide shlifnei shmaris rahim ba'etzmem tefillois. Everything you do, certainly in the morning, the brochas and the tefillas, everything you do before Shemoneh Esrei, there's also tefillas in and of themselves. Tzarich hachona lahachona. You need hachona for psikah dezimra, because if psikah dezimra is the chona you need for Shemoneh Esrei, but then psikah dezimra, you're just sitting there and going, ba 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 ba, zigam lo nikra psikah dezimra. Psikah dezimra is shvachos, tishbachos, tehilos, tehakorosh bochu. So that also requires hachona. Someone who comes a few moments earlier and he settles his mind and he focuses on what he's doing and he thinks about the Kedusha and the Tara of what he's involved in. It means this thing that we call Kavana that we find so hard is not impossible. But it's impossible because you can't do it on your own. There's ishtadlis that we have to do, but it's not just the motions we're going through. Avada, you have to do the motions, and avada zeloli kuva. Aval, you have to want it. You have to want the kirvus. You have to want the kavana. You have to want the relationship with Hashem. And then you make the effort, and then Hashem comes close. But kavana doesn't mean that you're working on concentration techniques. It's a good thing to do. Anilo. That's not the, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about chona for tefillah. And a chona doesn't mean revving yourself up to be able to concentrate. A chona for tefillah means kevus Elokim, doing what's necessary to draw Hashem close to us. So if it's psukah dezimra and brachos kriyas shma, then first of all, you have to learn the halachos like we learned when we did the halachos. If you're not pushing the right buttons at the right time, the machine doesn't work. But it has to be lefi the halacha. But there also has to be thinking about what I'm doing. I can say psukah dezimra and not even notice that I said psukah dezimra. That can't be called hachana. Hachana means I'm focusing on what I'm saying. So there, practically how you do that, that requires a whole talich. Aval, at least we know that what the hachana is. The hachana is about getting a Kodesh Baruch Hu to come to the party. And not me doing everything mitzidi. And then I have concentration. Somehow, we'll see as we go weiter as well, that there's more to this. Leuchter's has a whole big mahalach on this, is when you're davening, it's not just about you talking to Hashem. There's Hashem in the picture as well. We have to take into account Hashem also, what's going on by him. Anyway, slowly, we start to realign what we think and what we know, and we start focusing and being aware of it. When a person gets up to daven shachris tomorrow, at least one of the psukim, one of the tehillim in psukah dezimra tzon, have these machshavas, think about it. Hashem says, you make a small effort, I'll help you. But if you think you can do it on your own, as that they look tefillah. Tefillah is not going to work that way. We have to have the siyata dishmaya b'zrat Hashem. As a good chodesh, a good Shabbos, very special Shabbos this. B'zoyche to kol ha'mailois. B'zrat Hashem, we'll see you on Sunday b'zrat Hashem.
Yep. Looking forward, Rabbi. Go ahead.
Oh, anywhere you? I didn't know you were there. I didn't see
I'm
you.
I'm here the whole time.
I didn't know you were here. I was feeling so bad. Ellie's not here. I don't know. I was on the wrong screen.
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
I see him.
I was worrying all the time. I was learning. I didn't want to say that. I was mamash worried. I was on the wrong screen. I was on the screen. I saw Shmuel and nothing else. I didn't look down to see. Well, I'm so sorry. Anyway, you see, I was able to concentrate even though I didn't know you were there. Look at that. You see?
Go ahead. Appreciate it.
Oh, hey, Eli, good chodesh. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, we took a little trip to Tzfat. We had a good time with the grandchildren.
Oh, that's a clever thing to do. Very nice.
And I was fortunate to get the Amud in a Hasidic stibel, Minchan Marav, two nights in a row.
Oh, well, very good. Okay.
So I'm prime.
A guten chodesh, a guten Shabbos.
I'm primed for the last week that I have to say Kaddish in Ish Kodesh.
That's it. You're at the end of Yud Alef Chodesh.
It's 11 months, ending the 10th of Iyar.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it was a hard month then, eh? Rav Kaplan's Yortzeit this Shabbos also.
I know.
Don't know if you saw the email, whatever, trying to do something there. Okay, Rabbi Issa. Metzah, see you on Yom Rishon.
It's looking forward. Good fun.
Can't wait.
Looking forward.
Zayim gezunt, take care. Shalom.